It looks like some bacteriologists have struck oil, Yael.
That seems a bit out of their job description, Don.
Not if they make it with bacteria.
Is this another biofuel, like corn?
It's much better. Oil and gas are hydrocarbons. Hydrocarbons are chains of carbon atoms with hydrogen atoms attached. They come in a variety of lengths and shapes. Gasoline chains can be as much as 12 carbons long. Biofuels, on the other hand, are alcohols. Corn biofuel is mostly ethanol, which has only 2 carbon atoms linked together.
What's wrong with that?
Ethanol and other biofuels are good immediate solutions for fuel, but they require a lot of processing. Most are the wrong size and shape to work well with most modern engines, and they will corrode engines over time. Biofuels such as ethanol contain 30% less energy per gallon than gasoline.
So what makes this bacteria fuel so much better than other biofuels?
Ideally, biofuels should be chemically identical to the fossil fuels we need to replace, which include hydrocarbons of various lengths. To accomplish this, scientists from the University of Exeter started with common bacteria, E. coli. Then they took genes from the camphor tree, soil bacteria, and blue-green algae and spliced them into the DNA of the E. coli. These genes make enzymes that convert fatty acids the bacteria normally produce into hydrocarbons that are chemically identical to those in commercial fuel.
They're going to need millions of vats of bacteria to make enough gasoline.
Sure, but I imagine someday you might be able to choose regular, diesel, or E. coli at the pump.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.